You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, How to Understand the Bible. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
For the 50th anniversary of National Bible Week, the Princeton Religion Research Center issued a major report explaining the incredible and often largely unknown but highly influential role that the Bible plays in American society. Even secular journalists are now saying that a resurgence in religion is becoming so significant in American culture that no political candidate running for president for either political party can afford to ignore religious groups. Consequently, it is revealing to see the interest that Americans have traditionally shown in the Bible. However, regarding the religious feelings of millions of Americans and Canadians, especially those who own Bibles, it is equally surprising to see how unaware most people are regarding the central message of this greatly revered and highly respected holy book. The Princeton Report explains that for some, the Bible is the focus of their religious life. It is a special book to be consulted at least once daily. It is a compendium of special guidelines to be studied with others in order to seek an understanding of God's message and in order to lead a better life in His service. But for others, the Bible is something that only occasionally, if ever, is read. As a consequence, although 8 out of 10 Americans profess a Christian faith, many know very little about the Bible. Most cannot name even one, let alone all 4 of the Gospels. They may remember that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but they have trouble identifying Christ as the person who delivered the Sermon on the Mount. Repeated surveys show that the majority of Americans state that they believe that the Ten Commandments are valid rules for living today. However, most all Americans have a tough time recalling what is taught in each of these Ten Commandments. This Princeton Religion Report, which explains our society's conflicting position between its great reverence for the Bible but its only occasional use of the Bible, is not all that encouraging. This report would be like a doctor who has a sick patient. The patient has the correct medicine, and the medicine has a long history of helping to heal people. However, the ailing patient simply refuses to take the medicine. That's what we might call the bad or discouraging news about those who possess the sacred scriptures, but who also refuse to read and inwardly digest this life-giving and holy Word of God. Now, there is, however, in all of this, also an upside or a brighter side. The Princeton Report on the Bible goes on to explain that we may now be entering a new and exciting era of Bible study. Evidence now seems to suggest that there may be a resurgence by lay people and clergy alike to both read and study the Bible seriously. The report then concludes that certainly the times are ripe. The public has been dissatisfied with most institutions, including organized religion, and they may now be looking for inspiration and direct comfort from the Bible. So then, for precisely this reason, we all need to recall and to imitate the inspiring actions and the urgent requests of the Ethiopian government official as he rode in his chariot. In Acts chapter 8, we read that an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Queen of Ethiopia, had come to Jerusalem to worship. And as he was returning home, and as he was sitting and riding in his chariot and reading the prophet Isaiah, the Spirit said to Philip the evangelist, "Go up and join this chariot." Philip did this. And as they rode along, Philip then heard the eunuch reading from the Bible, from Isaiah the prophet. Philip said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And the eunuch said, "Well, how could I unless someone guides me?" You see, the passage of Scripture that was troubling this eunuch was one from the book of Isaiah, which reads,
He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he does not open his mouth. Now as they rode along together, the eunuch said to Philip, "Please tell me, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of someone else?" Then the Bible explains, "Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he preached Jesus unto the government officer." Now this eunuch's question was very, very specific. It focused on a few passages of the entire Bible. However, his question could have also been very general. For example, it would have been equally appropriate for the Ethiopian government official to have focused upon not only several verses in Isaiah, but the entire Bible. He could then have also asked, "Tell me, who do these writings speak about?" Or he might have asked, "Who does the entire Bible speak about?" And Philip, beginning at any one of many different places in the scripture, could have said, "The entire Bible proclaims Christ." You see, it is not that a few verses or chapters of the Bible point to Christ. No, the entire Bible testifies to our Lord and Savior. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you search the scriptures, because in them you believe that you have eternal life. But then Jesus said, "These scriptures, all of them, bear witness of me." Book after book and chapter after chapter, word after word, from one end of the Bible to the other, like a powerful searchlight and with a clear focus, all of them testify to the sin-atoning death and the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, it is indeed certainly fascinating and revealing information, and it is also great spiritual stimulation and wonderful consolation to realize that not only does the Bible entirely focus on Christ, but that all of life finds its meaning and its direction and its purpose in Him. In his letter to the Christians in Colossae, St. Paul wrote, "Jesus Christ is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. For by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created by Him and for Him." And as he spoke to the Athenians, the Apostle Paul said with faith and with fervor, "It is in Him, in Jesus, that we live, and that we move and have our being." Today, in 1996, we as believers are also given a very special power to live and to move in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is for this reason that every time you or I pick up the Bible, we need to know one thing for absolute certain. The original and central purpose of God's holy and inspired Word is to reveal Christ and to explain Christ and to give you and me and all sinners a solid hope. This focus was clearly explained by the evangelist St. John when he says, "These things have been written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing this you might have life in His name." The Ethiopian official in our text for today requested from Philip the evangelist specific information regarding several Bible passages that troubled him. The inquisitive eunuch was not only intellectually satisfied with Philip's answers, but then the government official also took the next step, the important step. He acted upon the Bible-based and divinely revealed information. After Philip had preached Jesus Christ to this government official, this eunuch then said, Look, he said, "Water, what prevents me from being baptized?" And then Philip answered and said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." The eunuch then replied, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Philip then ordered the chariot to stop, and they both, the Bible says, went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and Philip baptized him. Oh, this dramatic and moving story must be for all of us more than simple information. Through this powerful and divinely recorded event, it is the will of God that you also in 1996 see and understand by faith that Jesus Christ is the central focus of the entire Bible. God the Father wants His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the clear focus for your entire life also. Jesus Christ, crucified and resurrected, is the key meaning to life. He is the very foundation of divine forgiveness. He is the hope of heaven. And therefore, when the Spirit of God enables you by faith to understand this, then God also desires for you to be baptized into Christ, in the Bible in Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul writes, "Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore we have been buried with Christ through baptism into death in order that, just as Jesus Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might then also walk in the newness of life." Oh, my dear friend, as you read and study the Scriptures, you may come across events and teachings in the Bible that seem to have no connection whatsoever to Jesus Christ. For example, one of the most dramatic events in the entire Old Testament is God's daily care and his hourly protection of his people as they traveled for 40 years in the desert. In his grace and love, God sent a special cloud to show his people the right way. And in the desert, God gave them manna to eat and water to drink. And then when no water was available and his people were thirsty, God simply commanded Moses to strike a rock. And miraculously, the Bible explains, water flowed forth freely from this rock. The people drank and they were satisfied. Now these miraculous events of mercy, which flow from the heart of God, may seem to us to have very little, if any, connection whatsoever to Jesus Christ, the central focus of the Bible. However, before you or I dismiss these important stories for our faith, we need to listen very carefully to St. Paul's marvelous explanation as it is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The Apostle Paul writes, "For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and the Bible says, and this rock was Christ." Here, yes, here is a story that seems so far from Jesus. And yet, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul makes the connection very, very clear. You see, the rock that Moses struck, and the rock from which flowed the life-sustaining water, this rock was Christ. And so when we are tempted to believe that the central message of the Bible is anything other than the crucified and resurrected Christ, let us first seriously and diligently study these holy writings, for when we do, we will then be assured that Jesus' words to the Pharisees are true. From cover to cover, and from chapter to chapter, the divinely inspired Scriptures all testify to the Lord Jesus. And so, once again, as we reflect upon the Princeton Religion Research Center report, we know that most homes in the United States and Canada own at least one Bible, but we also know, and we have to face the tragic fact, that very few people today read or understand the central teaching of this holy book. Let us, however, not stop with this first part of the report. Let's go on and note with great joy that this same report revealed that in recent months, more and more people are becoming seriously interested in reading the Bible and also in understanding its central, its key and crucial and life-giving message that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross to pay for our sins and that he rose again from the dead, so that in sincere repentance and faith, you and I can now stand holy and justified before our gracious God. Oh, let's all take this great opportunity today and to be blessed by God. If you have never done this before, turn over a new leaf in your life. Get a new start. Build your future on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, the central focus of the entire Bible. Jesus is the main subject of the entire Scriptures. Jesus is the author of your forgiveness. He is your key to the gates of heaven. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ is your answer to all the anxieties of life. And so then, when you or your family members or friends have questions like the Ethiopian official did about the Bible and what is the Bible all about, then always know that the Bible is all about Christ. The Bible is all about God and his mercy and his grace. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, in Jesus, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, dear friend, by faith, cling to the crucified and resurrected Christ, and may the God of grace, through his holy word, enable you to see his Son as your Lord and your Savior. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.